Thank you for making the investment in your life through the anointed and dynamic ministry of Ilona Sanders. With her cutting-edge message of empowerment, you are sure to be inspired, along with spiritual success tools that will activate you to break through barriers and shatter glass ceilings. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart.
Great morning, everyone. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders, and this is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful early morning empowerment virtual gathering. We have been journeying for 11 days. I wanted us to land on this power day of 111. And if you know anything about numbers and God numbers, 11 is a power number. And I'm so thankful and grateful that we are here. Thank you to each and every one of you that counted it not robbery, but tuned in each and every morning that we were here in this community, and we are landing here today on this power day. There is nothing too hard for God. I believe it was the prophet Jeremiah that recorded, "I'm the God of all flesh, and there is nothing too hard for God." I want us tapping into that right there today. So with that being said, let's bring our hearts and mind present. Let's take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we bring our heart and our mind present right here to this sacred moment. And we are fully present, fully awake, fully alert, fully focused. And we're sitting in this sacred moment. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we turn our focus and our attention inward, I feel the joy of the Lord activated this morning. And we just raise and lift up our hands and a sign of awesome submission and awesome restoration and restoring of all things. And we just praise right now, knowing that all things are working together for us. All things are working together for us. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we just take a moment to stir up the spirit of gratitude, and we say thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity. Thank you for being the God of our lives. Thank you for restoring us. Thank you for reforming us. Thank you for separating us. Thank you for accelerating us. Thank you for transforming us. Thank you for the joy that we have that the world did not give to us. We're grateful today. Grateful for another opportunity to go out into the world and have an impact. Grateful for the assignment that you have given to us. Grateful for the life that we are living. Grateful for our bodies working and functioning and operating. We are grateful today. We're so thankful today. We're so thankful today. And we just want to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor belongs to you. And we thank you that we are one with you. As you are above, so are we, right here, right now, in this earth realm. And it is so. Oh, beloved, the joy of the Lord is our strength today. Thank God for strength. You know, we are here. We've been journeying together for 11 days, and I wanted to land here on this power day of January 11th, meaning that we are already 11 days into this awesome, powerful, and amazing year. Listen, I want to encourage your hearts today that no matter what it looks like, you just keep on moving, keep going, keep flowing. And I just want to release a prophetic word today into the lives. And I'm looking in the realm of the spirit, and I'm seeing people that are connected in all over these United States of America today. But particularly those of you that I've called your name out this morning, there is a blessing that's getting ready to be released for you. it's getting ready to unfold in a way that you're going to see it. And the Holy Spirit says it's a result of discipline. Now, you may not feel like you're that disciplined because you may be looking at your life and you may see where there's so many things that need to be put in order and put in place. But God says to put the word discipline over your life because you have been faithful over a few things. He says, I will make you to rule many. And in this season, when you get your focus and your gaze in the direction that God is calling you to, I want you to know that he says to you today, nothing shall be impossible. I want us to take a moment to breathe that in. We're going to stir and activate that faith today. Nothing shall be impossible. Listen, even coming here each and every day and not failing to dial in, being faithful with your seed sowing, faithful with your giving, God says, I'm looking at all of that and there's a fresh wind blowing in your direction. Nothing shall be impossible for those that believe in this season. Oh, let's just breathe that in one more time. And I am so happy and excited for where we're going. I want to try to bring all of this to some sort of a landing pad, and we're going to continue in our mindset community, our mindset mastery community that we're going to be kicking off this month. And I'm so thankful for what God is allowing us to do with that. And I'm telling you, a lot of work hours has gone into preparing that for you. And so I said to you several months ago, there's so much that I have not even begun to release to you that God has poured into me. But I know we've crossed the threshold, and this is the season for elevation to take us up and to tap in new dimensions. And remember, when we say the word dimension, we're talking about a state of consciousness. That's all we mean when we say dimension. We don't want to be so deep and so spooky about everything, but knowing that when it's time for us to tap in to another dimension, all we're saying is that, listen, you're getting ready to have another shift in your consciousness. Your level of awareness is coming to another place. I'm so excited this morning. I don't know what to do. And this is the beauty of the way that we are created, because just about an hour ago, I was so tired. Didn't think I would be able to get up and do this because I woke up around 2 a.m. So right around 5 a.m., you know, everything in me wanted to go to sleep. But I thank God for the power of movement, beloved. There is something so awesome about movement. And I know that you have witnessed this, that the moment you get up and move, I'm so grateful for how everything kicks in. And you know, some days we move better than other, but we still move nonetheless. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm looking at this even on a deeper level, that anything that we want to create, when we put some movement or some action to it, everything in the law of reaction or the law of attraction or the law of correspondence, it starts moving and rushing in to aid you and assist you. That is where we got that old saying, if you take one step, God will take two. That is what that's meaning. Somebody did not know how to articulate how spiritual law works, but that is how it works, that anytime we take one step, everything in spiritual law in the universe rushes in and it multiplies the effort that we put forth and we yield a harvest. So I want to talk to some people today that's excited. You are excited, and listen, your excitement is nothing more than a conscious choice. You are choosing excitement today rather than choosing worry and fear, right? Let's go ahead on. I want to wrap up where we were and then take a look back where we've journeyed. We covered a lot of ground from January 1st till today. We covered a lot of ground. So we were talking about success and tapping into spiritual success. And I really want you guys to embrace that today. Let that resonate in your heart and your mind, knowing that we are successful people. And our definition for success is knowing your purpose, activating that purpose, moving in that purpose on purpose. Right? Clarity is king. And I told you, this is the season that the struggle is over. And this is the season where you're no longer going to struggle with confusion and mental torment, this is the season you are going to become really clear. You might not be clear about every single thing, but beloved, trust me, we just need to get clear about one major thing and focus on that, and we will see a difference. So we talked about that. Today, we're going to go ahead and talk about busting success myths, because success is a spiritual state. It is a spiritual state of being. Accumulation does not necessarily mean success. Riches does not necessarily mean success, right? We said yesterday, riches is about what you have. Wealth is about who you are. So I want to look at these few principles right here as it relates to success. We've all heard the saying, success is all about who you know. There is a level of that that's true, because as I stated this week, that relationships are very important. And the next level of increase that you're going to see is going to be based upon the people that you are connected to. That's true in that sense. But there is a myth attached to that. So when we say success is all about who you know or what you know, that is a myth in and of itself. Why? How many times have you heard this? If I could just get in this environment or rub shoulders with other successful people, I will become successful. Or if I have the right degree, if I've been educated and matriculated my way through university, then I can become successful, right? We've all heard that, but I want you to consider this, because we got to go deeper than that. You can take two people with the same educational degree from the same university and give them the same opportunity. One person will succeed and the other person will not. What is the deciding factor? You see, beloved, everything comes back to what we say, that everything works from the inside out and not the outside in. And I know that for many of you that read many personal development books, and you read the book or listened to the audio book, 3 Feet from Gold, and you see that these two men are out there mining gold. One person is, let's say, an engineer, have all the equipment that he needed, did all the study that he did, needed to do, and he went out to start mining and to look for this gold or whatever he was looking for. And he spent like 3 weeks there and could not tap into it, and he gave up. And then the other man came along, and let's just say within like 30 minutes, he tapped that gold 3 feet away from where the first man was. What was the difference? What was the difference? Listen, finding that gold was a spiritual matter. It was a belief system. It was a state of consciousness in man number two. So I said all that to say this. Listen, you can have the right degrees. You could be in the right environment. You could be rubbing shoulders with the right people. That alone will not yield success. But when you have already settled it inwardly, right? Remember, you have to have the proper inner foundation to support outer manifestation. When that inner foundation is set and you are locked and anchored in the knowing that you are wealthy, you are successful, you are significant, you are having an impact. Everywhere you go, people are blessed. Everywhere you go, doors of opportunity open for you. Everywhere you go, people go out of their way to help you and support you. Everywhere you go, you know that you're going to get a positive result. You are a divine creator, and you know that when you set out to create, something's going to happen. You're going to hit your target. When you are anchored and settled in that, and your mindset is set that way, and you're dealing with and moving past, right? Remember, we're not fighting and struggling, but you're moving past the doubt that will come up. You move past the insecurity that may come up. You move past the inadequacy that may come up. You move past the creepy crap that's coming out of chatterbox, out of your ego mind. You move past all of that because, beloved, it's going to be there. You know that. But where we get stuck and we trip up is we start fighting and wrestling with those lower level energies instead of learning how to use our spiritual success tools to move past it to move past it, to move past it, because we absolutely can move past it. When you are set like that, and then you have good relationships, and you're in the right environment, that is when all of that will come to pass, where, you know, it's not about who you know, I mean, what you know, but who you know, and all that kind of thing, all right? So success, we're busting myth number one that says success is all about who you know or what you know in itself. That alone will not do it, right? Number two, the success myth that we want to bust is that you have to be born under a lucky star. Now, beloved, I grew up hearing that. And you never know how much those words can impact you. And I heard that all in my environment. I heard my parents and my elder siblings saying, so-and-so must have been born under the lucky star. And they would say that about people that were successful. So that meant that if you and I were not born under a lucky star, then we're not destined for success. And that is just not true. And I know many of you on this line, you have looked around at other people and began to compare yourself, and you say, gee, they must have something I don't have, or God must be favoring them, or they must be special. What's wrong with me? Why is it that I'm trying so hard and I can't seem to get it done, right? We've all have said that and heard that in some form or another. This is suggests that some people are born with an unfair advantage or disadvantage, and that is not true. I have a family member that I love dearly. I don't speak to them that often because our core values are different. Our core beliefs are different. You see, I believe that God created us with unlimited potential, and that when we tap into that potential, whatever is in our heart code that we believe that we want to do and create, we can do. She believes that that's not true. She believes that we all are destined and locked in certain areas, and no matter what we do, we won't get out. Well, you know that's not going to work for me, because I think that that's highly unfair. This is my belief. Now, she has hers. And I love her, and I respect her for who she is, right? I can't afford to have that mindset affect me when I'm hitting a difficult place. See, because that'll come up and spill over and say, well, you know, if you're not born under that lucky star. You know, some people are just destined. It doesn't matter what you do. You're not going to get out. I can't rest there. I cannot rest there. And I pull those words back even out of the atmosphere, and I delete them. And I even erase them from our consciousness, because that is not how we want to believe. That there are some people with specific assignments, but that doesn't mean that they are better or more important, right? Someone had to do that particular job. Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, Albert Einstein. But we don't want to believe that they are better off, more better off than we are. No, they had a specific assignment. They said yes to their assignment. It doesn't mean that they were born under a lucky star. Myth number three, you need money to make money. That's true, but it's not true. But we want to bust the myth out of it. We want to come down to another level, that you don't need hundreds of thousands of dollars to start a business. You don't need to have a big, huge loan to be able to start a business. Nowadays, with the technology that's in place, you can get started. And even in a stream of income from my company, like Total Life Changes, you can get started in business for less than $100. A real business, a real business. So you can start a business with favor. You can start it with influence, right? You can start it with a good idea. You can start it in a volunteer state. And then people will come to aid, assist, and support what you're doing. But to just wait until you have a certain amount of money before you start, we want to bust that myth up. So we're living in a day and time now where you can get started in a business, and you can get started making money for little to no money. Of course, we want to increase, we want to expand, but the key factor that we're talking about now is getting started. So to get started now, you have to activate your decision-making power. And this is where I want to land today. We want to activate today our decision-making power. Sometimes you have to make a decision about making a decision. I remember in my 20s, one of the things I used to do every single year, is that I would teach myself how to do something I didn't know to do. I didn't know how to do, and I would teach myself to do it. I'm back to that. I've never really left it, but now I'm consciously back to this year. I'm making the decision. I'm getting ready to master this. I'm getting ready to learn that. That is the beauty of who we are and how we are created. Listen, the power of decisions. You will never be successful until you make the decision to be successful. And remember now, our definition of success. This is not about you comparing yourself to anyone. This is not about how much money you have in the bank. Do we want that? Of course we want that. But you don't want to start off out the gate thinking about success in terms of comparing yourself to someone else. Let's all do our own assignment. Let whoever you've been looking at, you know, do their assignment. It's okay to look at people and draw motivation or be inspired by them, right? But we cannot be them. We can borrow some things from them. We can emulate some things from them, and that's okay. But you have to eventually come into your own. You cannot be them. You've got to learn how to put your own sass on it. So I want you today to make the decision that we're going to be successful. And that means that we're clear about our purpose. We activate that purpose, meaning you have to do something. You have to take some kind of action step in that purpose in order to start moving in that on purpose. There's a difference between moving in purpose and being on purpose, right? So being on purpose, meaning that you're on task. You could be on task, but not moving. We want to constantly be moving and advancing in our purpose. So I want you to activate your decision-making power right now. One of the things that's keeping many of us from being the success we were meant to be is that we are not honoring the gift of decision making. I want you to write that down. Honor this gift that we have of decision making. So many people, for various reasons, are still having a hard time making decisions. And I've talked about this many times before, but I want to really get the importance of making a decision activated on a deeper level. This is something that we need to resonate. So we're creating habits. I'm working with my team, and our purpose and our focus of meeting every day is to develop consistency to create a new habit. Every 30 days, we can create a new habit. What would your life be like? I wonder how things would change for you. If every 30 days, not even every 30 days, let's just say every quarter, just even four times this year, you created a new habit, a new success habit, how would your life change? To me, right here, this is enough in a nutshell that if we do nothing but bite this, grab this, hold on to this and work this, you're going to see a difference this year. This year can be phenomenal. It can be different. So we're working every day, meeting each other, being accountable to each other. Why? So that we can create a new habit. 30 days, a new habit. 60 days, a new mindset. 90 days, a new lifestyle. What if we did that four times this year? And you made the decision and you looked at your life. Honestly, that's why we're taking time to write again, to dream again. To be honest about who we are, honest about what we want, right? What would happen if you were able to sit down and get clear and say, you know, if I can master this, things will change for me. And for the next 30 days, you use that compound effect. You do a little bit every day. For 30 days consistently, you don't skip a day. You can't miss a day. Consistently, every day, it will become a habit. So this is what we want to look for. We no longer want to make decisions by default. Even your ability to not make a decision, you're making a decision. You're making a decision. So I want you to no longer make default decisions, meaning that because you did not decide purposefully, you actually decided by default. Not giving decision-making proper honor is the number one thing that will prevent you from being successful. Let me give you these spiritual success tips. If you believe that you can't, you won't. If you believe that you can, you will. Success secret number one, mindset. Your mindset is 90 to 99% of the success game. Write that down. Your mindset is 90 to 99%. We don't know where to land in there. This is how important mindset is. 90% of the success game is mindset. Don't limit yourself. Many people limit themselves to what they think they can do. You can go as far as your mind lets you. What you believe, you can achieve, right? Success tip number two to know. Listen, know and respect spiritual or universal laws. The word tells us in Romans 8 and 2, for the law of the spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the Christ consciousness, the law of new being, has freed me from the law of sin and death. When you are conscious of spiritual law, and you are conscious of the power and spiritual law, and know that it works for whoever, whenever, however, it never fails. It's always activated, always working. When you tap it and understand that, you're going to be so much more powerful. So again, I want to invite you into our Mindset Mastery community, because 90% of what's going to happen for you this year is going to be predicated on your mindset being on purpose, your mindset being focused, your mindset understanding spiritual laws, your mindset knowing that you can take old habits, patterns, and cycles and transform them into habits, patterns, and cycles that will benefit you and aid you and assist you in your success. So as we are here in this brand new year, and everybody's confessing, this is my year, it's my season, it's my turn. Nothing is going to happen differently this year if we don't do something differently. You know that, but let's not make it a cliche. Nothing's going to happen differently this year if we don't do some things differently. Some of you, there are many things that you know you want to change, but we don't want to look at everything. That's how you go into overwhelm. And anytime you go into overwhelm, you're going to become paralyzed. You're going to shut down. You're not going to get anything done. We want to look at one thing at a time. Go in and tap in to the voice of the Holy Spirit within and ask, what is the single most important thing I need to activate and get my mindset straight about that's going to yield the harvest and the result I need? That one single thing. You may be in dire need financially, but the Holy Spirit may say it's health. It is your well-being. It's your physical fitness. And what I've learned from hitting and missing, and we've all been there, right, is that whenever the Holy Spirit tells you what area to focus on, that activates other areas that you will not have to work on consciously. You're going to get a residual benefit. You do one thing and it just keeps working and paying off. So you might need money, but if you get your health together, that activates an anointing for more financial freedom, more liberty, better decisions. We want to activate and understand spiritual law. We want you today, go to IlonaSanders.com/RW and let's enroll in the Mindset Mastery community, and let's do this 4-week workshop on resetting our mindset, dealing with these unconscious beliefs, bringing them up and eradicating them so that we can make room for new, better, bigger, brighter, bolder success in this earth realm. We're going to be the success we were meant to be and have the impact that we were meant to have. All right, beloved, our time is up. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us over this 11-day journey in this early morning empowerment community. We are landing right here on this Power Day. This whole entire series will be available for it. Look for it in your inbox. I will send an email out about it. All right, beloved, take a good healing deep breath in. Father, we thank you, praise you, and honor you. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given to us to gather over these last 11 days in this community. We thank you for everything that was poured out, everything that was released. We honor you today. We honor you today, and we thank you that more is caught than taught. And I thank you, just when they need it, these words will come back. It will be activated. It will be regurgitated. It is so. All right, beloved, go out and make it a blessed, wonderful, and amazing day. Bye now. Thank you for joining us today. Please go over to ElonaSanders.com, ElonaSanders.com, and download your copy of today's message.